What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are today, Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you guys. We're on a Friday edition, everybody. I want to thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your day. What a powerful week it's been. Thank you for the downloads. Thank you for the love that you guys have shown. And we're going to jump in today. August 26th, the devotional today is Obey God. Our scripture is going to be found in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 29. It says, we ought to obey God rather than men. The devotion says, just because it's popular doesn't mean it's real. And just because the truth isn't popular doesn't mean it's not truth. We need to continue standing up for the things of God, even when a society is moving in the wrong direction. Stand up for the voiceless babies in the womb, for the poor, for the sick. Become burdened for the things that are on God's heart, because truth hasn't changed. Stop buying into the latest fad or the latest crazes and continue being devoted onto the issues that God cares about, because that's how true change is going to take place in the world. Nobody wants to believe that children are being sold as sex slaves, but they are. Open your eyes and your heart. Stay close to the unchanging one. The things that bothered him back when he walked this earth still bother him today. Unlike your reactive culture that we live in, they think it's truth subjective. It's not. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. And then further thought is, what is an example of biblical truth that is contrary to popular opinion in this current society? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you right now, there is a war on truth. There's a war on truth. Everywhere you look, truth is being fought after. It's crazy to me. You know, we live in one of the craziest days you could ever imagine, because the Bible doesn't change. The Bible doesn't change at all. Actually, truth hasn't changed for 2,000 years. We've changed. And so when biblical values become optional, that's when you're going to see the demoralizing of a society, right? We are in a day today where you have people that should know better that are doing everything they can to water down the truth. I don't know where, I don't know how, I don't know when all this came about, but the reality is we cannot change truth. And so there's a war on truth. That's why there's a lot of exposing going on in Christianity right now, because, you know, the devil wants to do one thing. Don't get it twisted. He wants to make clean unclean and unclean seem clean. And the only way to combat those things is to stand on the word of God, because truth doesn't change. The bottom line is, I didn't write it, he did, right? So what did Jesus say? That's what we believe. What did he do when he was on the earth? That's exactly what we do. And so there wouldn't be a war on truth if you just followed the word of God. It's when you start turning on the videos and following what everybody else is saying. And, you know, look, our harvest is going to be connected directly to your message. Listen to me again. Your message will determine the size of your harvest. And so the truth is, if your harvest is great, if your message is great, your harvest will be great. If your message is holy and pure and what Christ meant, then that harvest will follow the message. That's the bottom line. You can't preach other truth other than the gospel and think you're going to get everlasting fruit. It's not going to happen. And so we live in a day today where we've got to make a decision to hold that line, that the standard must be upheld. And it's really about obeying God. It's really about standing on truth. That war is going to be won by a generation that's willing to obey God and do exactly what he says. And that's the bottom line. We have to be men and women that go back to the original standard. Say, God, how did you want this to go? What did you desire when you created this? And that's what we're going to follow. We're not going to do anything else. No other gospel but the gospel of Jesus. And will it offend? It could. I'm not wanting it to, but it may. Will, you know, doesn't mean I'm hateful, because I think sin is sin. And so what we have to do as a generation, we have to make a decision. Here's the line. I'm not going into it, bro. I'm not accepting it. I'm not allowing it to go. There's a standard that Christ died for that needs to be upheld. And whether it's popular or not, it doesn't mean it's not a truth. Hear me out. Freedom is not what looks like. You know, we have a generation addicted to the idea of freedom, but they're not addicted to real freedom. They want what appears like breakthrough, but they don't want breakthrough. You're not going to do it any other way. The Bible says this, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And unfortunately, not many people are going to find it. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. For some reason, especially in American Christianity, we are constantly trying to broaden the road. I'm not sure why. Broadening any which way we can. Let's broaden it. Let's broaden it, make it more appealing. Let's broaden it, make everybody like us. No, broadening this road will always lead to destruction, man. Don't forget that. Broadening the road is always going to lead to death. And so I'm not looking for people that want to broaden this road and make it appealing. I'm looking for people that are willing to walk a narrow road, which nobody else is wanting to walk right now, and say, no, this is the gospel. I'm not apologizing for it. Sin is sin. There's a way to live holy. There's a way to live right. We're not going to change our beliefs. And so today, you got to make a decision. Are you going to live a narrow road? Or are you going to keep contributing to broadening the road? Because you're only doing one or the other. And this current Christianity that we see on this earth today, this broadened Christian, it's not going to happen, man. It's not going to happen. It's got to be a narrow road. It always has been. It always will be. And it's the cross and the gospel according to Jesus. There's a price to pay. Look, I know we've all been abused by religion, right? Religion is man's fleshly attempt to get close to God. We've all been in a repentathon. We've all been beaten over the head. It doesn't mean there's not a real place of conviction, and it doesn't mean there's not a real place of living right and being holy. And so today, as we think about this, obeying God, whose word and gospel are you following? Are you following a gospel that requires nothing of you and continually requires less of you? Are you following a gospel that makes you feel like you're the sole center of life? You're following the wrong gospel. The gospel according to Jesus, if you want to save your life, you lose it. If you want to go high, you go low. That's the gospel according to Christ. And we give our lives just like he did to see him touch this earth. And so today, as we wrap up this incredible Friday edition, think about the obedience of the message you believe in your life. Run after that. Follow it. Don't be a part of broadening the road, man. Be a part of the narrow road and watch God do miracles in your life. That's it for today. What a great devotional. Reminds you, you can always follow along on the Engaging Heaven Today devotional. We'll see you Monday. Thank you. What a great week we had. We'll see you then. I'm out.